House, please come to order. Members, please indicate their presence. Madam Clerk, would you please announce the tally?
27 members present.
Do we have a quorum? Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, may the general reflect that Representative Cisna and Capson have previously been excused from the call of the House today, and that Representative Williams is here in the building somewhere.
Okay. The record will reflect that Representative Capson and Cisna have been excused from the call of the House, and that Representative Williams is somewhere in the building. Leading the invocation today is the Reverend Coghill. Members, please rise for the invocation.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Shall we pray? Almighty God, we pause for this moment, reflection, quietness, before we begin the discussions of the day. We remember our duty in representing the people of Alaska. First, we're grateful for the privilege of being chosen to do this work and recognize the honor of upholding the integrity of this institution that we've inherited. We cherish the right to debate issues before us as we work for the betterment of our people. We come now for guidance for today's work. Help us in wisdom and courage, knowing that wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, easy to be entreated and kind, and that courage guided by you would temper us with mercy and truth, with our convictions. Thank you for the freedom to petition you here in these chambers and the grace to work under your blessings. Thank you for the people of Alaska and our day to work for them. May your power and presence be our guide today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Representative Dahlstrom, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We were debating who was going to get to do this honor, and I'm honored to move and ask for unanimous consent to spread that wonderful, beautiful prayer across the journal.
Objection. Prayer will be spread across the journal. Madam Clerk, would you please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify as the correctness of the journal for the 53rd legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the previous day be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Without objection, the journal will be certified and approved by the Chief Clerk. House standees. House, please come back to order. Brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Seeing none. Representative Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thought you said Representative Ogg, so I thought I might sit down first. I believe it was last week, we had a few memoriams on the list from my office, and there were some questions or concerns of whether I actually had any constituents in the district. Today I have three of them down here, so I'd like to introduce them. One is Susan Davis, who I think all of you know works here in the building, and the other is former Representative Gary Davis. So if you would help me welcome them to Juneau, I would appreciate it. And also in the Taylor Gallery is Mr. Paul Shadura, who is with KPFA, one of our larger commercial fishing organizations on the peninsula. If you'd help me welcome him, I would appreciate it.
Representative Davis, as a former member of this body, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to extend the privilege of the floor to you if you do not debate any longer than an hour.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's a pleasure to be here. It brings back the old remembrance of slogan that says how things change, but yet they still stay the same. A lot of faces have changed, but a lot of the issues are the same. The job is still the same. And, of course, the biggest issue is still before you, as it was when I had the opportunity to help and try and make a solution to the fiscal problem. The one thing that I always kept in my thoughts was that it's an Alaskan problem, and the solution should always make sure that all Alaskans share in the solution, so whatever that means. So there is a solution out there, and I hope that all Alaskans can say that I helped share and help solve the solution. So I've had some advice on speak long, but I know you guys were late last night. Some of you need a nap and want me to speak long. I won't do that. So. Nice to be here. Nice to see you all. Thank you.
Representative McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, it's an honor to have one of my favorite constituents behind me in the Elizabeth Pratchovich Gallery. He's been coming around to talk to many of you, I think. He's worn many hats. He's with MLNP now. He used to be with Parks and Rec. And Mr. Jim Posey, please help me welcome him.
Representative Messick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have permission to move down to the calendar to special orders?
Not at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Not at this time.
Okay.
Representative Chenault.
Boy, I hate to rise twice in one day. Also, Mr. Speaker, also in the Taylor Gallery, another one of my constituents, David Martin. He's also a commercial fisherman, and they're down here lobbying for issues that relate to them. So if you'd help me welcome him, I'd appreciate it.
Christianity, come back to order. Come black to order. And I'm black. Croft got his pin. Is there further guests for introduction? Madam Clerk, are there messages from the governor?
A message dated March 4th stating the governor has signed committee substitute for House Bill 374 Finance Amended Senior Care Program and has transmitted the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. It's Chapter Number 3, SLA 2004. There are no further messages from the governor.
Are there messages from the other body?
There are no messages from the other body.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Report standing committees.
Finance Committee has considered House Bill 394. Commission on Aging recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 394 Hess with a new title, attaches a fiscal note recommending DuPass, Meyer, Hawker, Stoltz, Jewell, Croft, Moses, Chenault, Faith, Foster, Harris, and Williams. The report was signed by Harris and Williams co-chairs. House Bill 394 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 509. Alaska Gaming Commission recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 509 Finance with the same title, recommending do pass Hawker, Moses, Fate, Foster, Harris, Williams, do not pass Stoltz, and a recommendation Meyer, Jewell, Croft, and Chenault. The report was signed by Harrison Williams, co-chairs. House Bill 509 has no further referral. There are no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports to special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there citations or resolutions for introduction?
There are no citations or resolutions for introduction.
Bills for introduction?
There are no bills for introduction.
Are there guests for introduction? That brings us to consideration of daily calendar. Prior to taking up the first issue, I want to take a brief at ease. Please come back to order. Bring us to consideration of daily calendar. We adjourned yesterday. We had Committee Substitute Percent Bill 283 in second reading. We adjourned. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we recess until 2 o'clock.
The House will be standing in recess until 2 p.m. Back to order. Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday, March 8th.
We are adjourned until Monday, March 8th.